And so what do the people do here now?
Go out and go to other hunting jobs.
How do they have to go far?
To Augusta.
All that way?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes Waynesboro.
What kind of jobs do you mean there are that? What kind of jobs did the people used to have that they don't have now?
They used to could wash an iron and cook for these white folks here. But the boys don't do that much in there. There's about two or three. Have some have people to work for.
Are there any schools in town?
Yes, ma'am. We got a good school up the strip there.
What kind of school is it? Is it a high school?
No, it's a Memphis student.
Pardon?
No, it's not. It used to be high school, but it's cut it down. And so now it's just a little, sometimes I can call these names good and then again I can't.
Elementary?
Yeah, that's right. Elementary school.
Now I'd like to ask you some questions and you just tell me the kind of word that you would use if you were talking to a friend of yours or something, okay? Suppose I said, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Thank you. What do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before sun
rise.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You might need to get the cows in before...
And for...
Sun.
For sundown.
Thank you. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
It's cloudy.
Uh-huh, but it's finished being cloudy, but it's not real beautiful yet. Mm-hmm. You say the weather is...
Let me see, it's not cloudy, but uh-huh. It's the weather giving weather.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say fair and off?
Fair enough, that's right.
Or
fair
enough.
Fair enough.
Pardon?
So the weather is fair enough. It's fine enough.
Is that what you would say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Showers. That is a hard shower.
What do you call the shelf over the mantelpiece? What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Sure, that's what you call it. A shelf, mound shelf. Okay.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace? Put the logs on top of it into the fireplace.
Oh, yeah. With the shares?
No, inside the fireplace.
Oh, they're fire dogs. Uh-huh.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Wood? That's what we call it.
What do you call the small pieces?
Splinters.